Welcome to This Week on DeveloperWorks. I'm your host, Calvin Powers. This week on DeveloperWorks, we talk about integrating all your back-end systems together. But first, let's look at some of the other new content on DeveloperWorks this week.
I'm John Cole. I'm a senior software engineer for IBM. I led the team that implemented access control list in Rational ClearCase. I wrote the new article on effective governance and compliance using Rational ClearCase 8.0.1. In this article, you'll learn about configuring access control lists, administering them, and using them in a replicated environment.
DeveloperWorks has just made the IBM InfoSphere Big Insights Quick Start Edition available for download from the Evaluation Software section of the site. This is a free, downloadable version of Big Insights that combines Apache Hadoop, its MapReduce framework, the Hadoop distributed file systems, and IBM Enterprise-ready components such as BigSQL, Text Analytics, and Big Sheets. Stop by the Evaluation Software page and download your copy of Big Insights Quick Start Edition today. Cheryl King has recently published a how-to guide called Migrating from Apache Tomcat to the WebSphere Application Server Liberty Profile. This step-by-step guide shows you how to use the new migration utilities in version 8.5.5 that make the application migration easy and reliable. If you're ready to move your Tomcat applications to an enterprise-grade server, you'll want to read this guide.
My guest this week is Matt Lucas. He's the lead architect for IBM's Integration Bus product. Matt, welcome to DeveloperWorks. For people who might not be familiar with the product and IBM's SOA strategy, give us a little bit of history of the product and what its core capabilities are.
Yeah, sure. Hi, Calvin. Put very simply, IBM Integration Bus is IBM's strategic integration product. So it's a single product that covers all the integration use cases for backend systems. So whether that's simple point-to-point connectivity or full-blown ESB, whether you're a .NET shop or Java or your true heterogeneous environment, then we have a single product now to connect all of those systems together. Now, what we've done is we've actually taken the WebSphere message broker technology base and we've evolved it to cover the use cases that were previously solved by other IBM products. So for WebSphere message broker users, what it means is it really is just a very simple version-to-version upgrade. Existing message flows will just carry forward. You can migrate just using a simple command that we have inside the product. Now, we have a large number of users as well coming to IBM Integration Bus from WebSphere Enterprise Service Bus. Now, for those users, we've actually done a few things. So firstly, what we've done is we've started to add features into IBM Integration Bus that will cover the same scenarios as you used to have inside WebSphere ESB. So things like support for integration services, support for the WAS admin console, and so on. And we're going to develop those features in time. At the same time, what we're doing is we're providing a set of conversion tools to take existing WESB assets, existing mediations, and to be able to convert them into IBM Integration Bus assets. Now, basic use cases, we'll cover all of those from day one, but it is very much an extensible tool, which means it's very easy to add in other mediation primitive types to enable all users to migrate. Now, of course, while we're doing this, all of this is going to take time to complete, and we're going to carry on doing that engineering. While we do that, then WESB is going to remain in market and fully supported, so there's no need to move off onto Integration Bus straight away.
Matt, thanks for giving us that background. I understand that there's a new version out, a version 9 of the Integration Bus product. Can you kind of give us some of the highlights on what's new in version 9?
Yeah, sure. We're very excited about the features in version 9. There's a lot of new content there. So let me just pick out some of the highlights. Firstly, IBM Integration Bus can be managed from the web, and we have a whole suite of performance analysis tools inside version 9 to allow you to understand the throughput rates of your given integration flows. Secondly, we have a new feature for policy-based workload management. So the aim of that is to improve overall system reliability. So things like traffic shaping to allow you to reduce the load on back-end systems, But also the ability for the integration bus to detect unresponsive integrations. We also have support for business rules. We can now embed and invoke business rules in the product, and that allows you to make dynamic changes to your IT systems on behalf of the business. And that avoids you having to make costly changes to your IT infrastructure. We also have support for BPM. We can now seamlessly operate with BPM standard. We can provide the connectivity layer for BPM, where IBM Integration Bus is the connectivity layer, and you've got the human task layer that is there provided by the BPM toolset. Finally, we also have support for the new Message Site appliance. IBM Message Site, if you're not aware, is a new appliance-based messaging provider that supports large numbers of connected clients and very, very high throughput rates. And in Integration Bus version 9, we've got support for two core patterns that give you bi-directional connectivity with that appliance.
Thanks, Matt. I wanted to make sure that our DeveloperWorks audience heard about the developer edition of IBM Integration Bus. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So we're producing what we're calling an open developer edition that will allow anybody to go onto ibm.com and download IBM Integration Bus. No restrictions at all, so it's completely free. All the connectors are available. There are no time limitations on it. Now, it's limited in terms of its throughput rate, and of course, you don't get IBM support, but we do have a very strong community of users through websites such as mqseries.net that people can use.
Thanks, Matt. We'll be sure and have links to that community as well as the product on the show's episode page at ibm.com/developerworks/thisweek. That's all the time we have for this episode. We'll see you next week on DeveloperWorks.